Mentally at Work presents Shrinking Elephants, Untangling Workplace Conflict to Unlock Value for All. Written and read by Genevieve Hawkins. Dedication. To my growing band of elephant shrinkers, never give up hope that we can transform this world one conversation at a time. Foreword by Ben Crowe, professional mentor, founder of Mojo Crow.
When Russian poet Ivan Krylov wrote the poem The Inquisitive Man in the 18th century, he tells the story of a man who goes to a museum and notices all sorts of little things, but fails to notice an elephant. Now, while he couldn't have predicted that his elephant would become the proverbial elephant in the room centuries later, the poem gave us a clue as to the potential dangers that occur in relationships when we're not inquisitive and, in a rush to be right, fail to tap into arguably the most powerful tool for human connection, curiosity. Later, that same century, another poet, Walt Whitman, coined a phrase that Ted Lasso later made famous: be curious, not judgmental. But neither Ivan, Walt, nor Ted gave us the tools on how to actually do that, especially at work. Enter Genevieve Hawkins and Shrinking Elephants, an important and necessary book that encapsulates how to use curiosity, vulnerability, and a bit of science to shrink the elephant in the room, creating the critical skills for genuine human connection and understanding, especially at work. Through structured questions and simple frameworks, Genevieve explains how to have open conversations that enables us to play with elephants in a room rather than fear them. Curiosity is a play state, and humans are designed by nature to play. But the opposite of play is not work. The opposite of play is fear. And unfortunately today, with our reptilian brains with a negative bias, there is so much fear inside organizations that we are losing our competitive advantage as a species, which is why Shrinking Elephants is such an important book for our times. In the same way that Genevieve's best-selling first book, Mentally at Work, which I binged in a day, gave us the mental health skills to connect with ourselves first before we connect with others, Shrinking Elephants gives us the critical skills to create an open and open-minded working environment. We're talking about our different perspectives honestly, shrinks elephants, enhancing trust, empowerment, and alignment. At its core, Genevieve reminds us that perspective is the way we see something. And as meaning-makers, we are the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves. But our stories are not necessarily accurate, right, or true. And with the right skills and toolkit, we can be more caring scientists to gently explore, firstly, our own stories, and then those of our colleagues. In organizational culture, disagreement can be a good thing, as it often creates a healthy tension where innovation blossoms through the intersection of different views coming together. But without a common language and the right skills, disagreement so often turns to conflict. And as we are typically conflict avoiders, elephants can grow big and silent and dangerous. But as Genevieve points out, with simple techniques, we can walk with elephants and learn their ways, and even learn to shrink them. We can also observe if we are the ones creating elephants. Note to author, I've already put a sticky note on my computer that says, accept multiple truths, to ask myself how I might be wrong. Now, seeking evidence that supports how I might be wrong so I can accept multiple truths about an elephant, well, that's a work in progress. One of the most powerful aspects of shrinking elephants, in my opinion, is teaching us how to walk with elephants with compassion, empathy, and generous assumptions, rather than silence, violence, and cortisol-fueled judgments. The audiobook helps us discover we have so much more power than we realize to take control of tricky situations when they arise, that it's not what happens to us in life that matters, but rather how we respond to what happens to us in life that truly matters. It's always about the response. One of my favorite mantras
Sample complete. Ready to continue?